From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Millions have seen the movie, and now they're drinking the wine. The Oscar-nominated film, Sideways, has made stars out of the wines and sights of California's Santa Barbara County. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
And four glasses, please.
This is the center of the Sideways universe. It's the Hitching Post restaurant, where Miles meets the beautiful waitress Maya, where he goes to drink his favorite wine made from his favorite grape, Pinot Noir.
Anyway, what can I get you?
Highliner.
Glass or bottle?
Bottle.
The Highliner is the top of the Hitching Post line of three Pinots. The restaurant's long been equally famous for its steaks grilled over a wood fire, or it was, says owner and chef Frank Ostini, until Sideways came out.
Last night we ran our stock of Highliner in the restaurant down to the last bottle, and we ran out, and we can't run out of this wine. People are making the journey to be here, and we want to have what they come for.
People are coming here to taste the Sideways experience, stopping at every one of the movie's locations, as laid out in a map provided by the Santa Barbara Conference and Visitors Bureau. Devinder Sakhan lives in Modesto, California.
I saw the movie on Saturday, and I told my wife I'm going. And I'm going to see, I have a little list of things to see, so exactly because of the movie.
He sat at the end of the Hitching Post bar, swirling something red in his glass.
I used to drink Merlot, and after I see the movie, they said don't drink Merlot, so I'm drinking Pinot Noir. Let me see, yes, Pinot Noir. 2003 Santa Barbara County.
The famous anti-Merlot rant by Miles the wine snob, along with his passion for Pinot Noir, has had a noted effect on wine sales. Around the country, restaurants and stores report their sales of Pinot Noir have gone up at least 15%. For Frank Ostini and his Hitching Post Pinots, it's been even more dramatic.
The increase in sales has been in the Los Angeles market, 100% increase. Our San Francisco market, 100%. I think 100% in New York also.
Hitching Post only produces a few thousand cases a year, and they've been cult favorites. But there are a number of highly regarded Pinot Noir producers in Santa Barbara County, and in the movie, wine geek Miles knows where to find them.
You know what? Let's take the Santa Rosa Road exit and hit Sanford first, okay?
Sounds good to me. I need a drink.
These guys make top-notch Pinot and Chardonnay, one of the best producers in Santa Barbara County.
Well, I was, of course, thrilled because I was not privy to that part of the script.
Richard Sanford has been making wine in Santa Barbara County for more than 30 years.
So having been named the first winery and having been recognized so well for quality, you know, was really astonishing. I mean, I felt very good, as you might imagine.
Sanford's tasting room is where Miles gives Jack his first lesson in wine appreciation.
First thing, hold the glass up and examine the wine against the light. You're looking for color and clarity. Just get a sense of it, okay?
Okay.
Thick, thin, watery, syrupy.
Sideways fans not only want to go where Miles and Jack went and drink what they drank, they sometimes want to reenact the scenes. Like the one shot at the Foxen Winery, where the guys like the wine so much they sneak some extra into their glasses. If you can't make it to Santa Barbara County, the Sideways wines may come to you. Stores have been having Sideways-themed tastings. Tickets for the one at the Wine House in West Los Angeles sold out in a single day at $50 a head. That included a copy of the novel Sideways, signed on the spot by author Rex Pickett, though few people wanted to talk to him about literature.
You have a particular favorite wine, Rex, here from the area?
You know, actually, Jim Plandana of Aubon Clément has made this like $120 Pinot, and I saw him at one of the screenings. I said, I like the taste. He goes, you come up anytime, Rex. That wouldn't have happened 5 years ago, so that's
the sweet smell of success. Or maybe it's really notes of raspberry and earthy mushroom, with forward fruit on the palate and enough tannins to give it firm structure, or something like that. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You can see photos of some of the spots featured in the film at our website, npr.org.